Before his voluntary passion, death, and burial, our Lord celebrates the Passover with his disciples. He who is the new Passover fulfills what occurred in the past. Israel passes from darkness to light, from bondage to freedom, and yet death continues to reign. Christ Jesus, as the new Passover, offers himself as the bread of life to his disciples, and that includes us. Christ, who is the bread of life, desires with great desire to share the Passover with his disciples. Not only the old Passover, but the new Passover, which will be completed when he who is life destroys death by his death, when he who bears the sin of the world frees the world from the bondage of sin, from the tyranny of sin and death. The Lord invites his disciples, and that includes us, to his table, the table on which he gives himself, so that we may have new life, life in abundance. What is absolutely amazing about the Master's hospitality is that he draws to himself those who will abandon him, those who abandon him, and that includes us. The Master's hospitality is a hospitality of absolute, unfettered love for his disciples, his love for us. We hear again and again in the hymnody this evening about deceitful, avaricious Judas. And these hymns, and if this is being taped, I can get into a lot of trouble. These hymns can easily become a divergence. They keep us from looking at ourselves. If we are truly open, if we are truly repentant, if we are truly humble, we will discover that we are no different than Judas. We are deceitful, we are greedy, we are selfish. And by the way, it's not only Judas. All of the disciples will abandon the Master. The teacher will be taken away, the children and disciples will run away from him. Judas will betray him, Peter will deny him. The disciples, prior to the Lord's Passion, are discussing who will be the greatest. There is no light within this gathering, and yet the one who is light sheds light on those around him, and that includes us who are sitting, standing in this darkness. The Lord invites us, the sinful, the broken, the traitor, the denier, the one who seeks power and glory. All of us are invited to his table so that we can, if we are truly open to the one who is inviting us, so that we can truly become like him, lowly, meek, willing to bear the burden of the other, willing to turn the cheek when struck, willing to bless when cursed, willing to forgive when damned, willing to offer our life so that the other may live. This is part of discipleship, to take on the life of the Master, to take on that life which we receive in bread and wine, to take on this new life, to allow that new life to become one with us, so that indeed we can, in our sinfulness, in our weakness, in our betrayals and denials, can become renewed and then truly reveal that we are indeed created in God's image and likeness, and that we are entrusted to make the presence of Christ known personally and corporately as his living body, which is the church. So, brothers and sisters, it is a warning that I am announcing now. Beware of the hymnody that can easily become a distraction, that can easily reduce Holy Week into a drama in which we become spectators who have no need for self-examination, who have no need for introspection. On the contrary, these services are intended to reveal to us that we are not innocent bystanders, that we are not reenacting something that occurred 2,000 years ago, that we are indeed a people who gather around the Master for no other reason than it is the Master who invites us to himself as we are, so that we may be one with him and he may be one with us, now and forever.